Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. About a week ago, I went to visit a 19-year-old boy who we'll call Moshe. He was sitting Shiva for his father. I went to give him Chizuk, but instead, I am the one who received the Chizuk. 4 years ago, in 10th grade, Moshe said he began reading a lesson a day in Emunah, and so quickly, the words that he read penetrated his heart. He internalized everything that he learned and wanted to share it with everyone he knew, his friends and family. When his father was diagnosed with the Mahala 2.5 years ago, the doctor's prognosis was very grim. Moshe prayed with the hope that Hashem can do anything, and in fact, his father lived 2 years longer than the doctors predicted. Although Moshe had to leave yeshiva on a number of occasions to be with his father, his friends had no idea what he was going through. That entire time, he was learning there as usual with the same simchat ha'chaim, accepting the will of Hashem with love. When his friends finally found out at the end what he was going through the past 2 years, they were awestruck, realizing the heroic emunah that Moshe had displayed the entire time. Moshe told me, the emunah that he has gained has trained him to be patient when things don't go the way he wants. He is able to say, Hashem is in charge, Hashem loves me. This also must be good. I just don't know why yet. This attitude came to light in a very profound way one day this year when Moshe received the worst news he could possibly receive about his father. The doctors told them it's only a matter of time. There was nothing left to be done, and they were transferring his father to hospice care. It was devastating news which came late in the evening. Although Moshe was devastated, he was going to make the effort that night to go out and pray Arbit with a minyan. He called the gabbai of a shul in the neighborhood to ask him what time they were praying Arbit that night. The gabbai replied 10:45. Moshe got to the shul at about 10:44 and he saw the minyan was just ending. He asked someone there if there was a 10:45 minyan afterward, and he was told no, 10:30 was the last one of the night. At that moment, for the first time in years, Moshe felt for a second a slight weakening in emunah. At first, he wanted to say, any night but tonight for this to happen. He was so drained, he had the hardest day. He made the effort to come out to shul and pray at a late hour. He did his due diligence to find out the time of the minyan. And still he missed it. If he would have just prayed there alone and then went home, it would have been understandable. But because of all the emunah that he had, he refocused and said to himself, this too was caused by Hashem for a good reason. I came out tonight to pray Arbit with a minyan, and I'm going to continue to try to do it. He went to a different shul, and he found there 9 people waiting for a minyan. He was the 10th. He prayed there, and at the end of the minyan, he looked around to see if anybody else came, but nobody did. Without him there that night, that shul would not have had a minyan. That is when he felt Hashem with him on the hardest day of his life. He felt Hashem guiding him. And he thanked Hashem for giving him the zechut to not only pray with a minyan, but to also be the cause for an entire shul to have a minyan. The next day, he asked the gabbai from the first shul why he told him the minyan was 10:30 and not 10:45. The gabbai replied, I have no idea why I said that. Our minyan always starts at 10:30. Moshe's emunah is an inspiration. Even during the hardest of times, we must be patient and understand Hashem is the one orchestrating events. And one day, we will be able to see the goodness in them. Until that happens, we can do Avodat Hashem on the highest level by continuing to trust in Him. Have a great day.